Oh, good evening, sir. It's nice to meet you. Yes, my name is April. I hope you don't mind, I'll be handling your appointment today. Bruce is out for the next few weeks on paternity leave. Oh, yes, he and his partner just adopted the most adorable baby. It's great he's taking time off. But I hope you'll be satisfied with my techniques. Okay, I just wanted to introduce myself. Go ahead and get undressed. Here's your towels. Lie face down on the table with your forehead resting on the cushion. I know you've had massage services here before, but I just want you to be completely relaxed and comfortable. I'll be back in 5 minutes when you're all settled. Okay, all set? Is the room warm enough for you? Good. Would you like to have some calming music? Perfect. I have just the thing. Give me just a second. There. How's that? Good. Okay. Now, I normally use an herbal oil for my sessions. Is that okay with you? Great. I think you'll like how it makes your skin feel. And how it smells. Yeah. Now just relax. I'm going to start with your neck and shoulders. Oh yes, I can feel you're very tight there. You carry a lot of stress in your neck and down into your back, don't you? Now just try to relax and let that tension slip away. Also, if the pressure is too much, just tell me. I don't want you to be in any discomfort. That's it. Feel my warm hands on your back and shoulders. Let all of that tightness just slip away. Oh, that's it. I can feel you relaxing. That's a good boy. Oh, well, that helped, didn't it? I felt so much tension drain out of you just then. That's like a mental trigger when I say that, isn't it? Good boy? Well, then I'll be using that to help you really relax. Now, I'm going to work further down your back, massaging. Yeah, that's it. There you go. Massaging your spine. Yeah, you feel your muscles loosen? Oh, yeah. Good. And now I'm working my way to the small of your back. Oh, my. Oh, that's very sore and tight, isn't it? Well, you just be my very good boy and let all of that go. That's it. Just let my hands and fingers drain it right out of you. Oh, that's a good boy. Breathe nice and deep. This might hurt a little. There. Loosening up nicely. Now, I'm going to skip over your glutes for now and go down the back of your thighs. Oh, your calves. Oh, gosh. Oh, they're very knotted. Now your ankles and your feet. You're being such a good boy and relaxing so well for April. Now I'm going to add a little more oil to your glutes. They're such big muscles. I'll have to get in deep to get rid of those knots. Oh, don't be embarrassed, sir. I've seen lots of guys' asses, and yours is a very nice one anyway. Good boy. Just let all of that tension go. Now, because you're so tense and knotted up, I'd like to try a special technique I use for my special clients. It's sort of an internal massage, and some men can be a little squeamish about it, but, basically, I'm gonna lube up my finger really well and very carefully slip it into your anus and rectum and massage your prostate gland. I'll do it in two parts, now while you're on your stomach and the second part after you flip over. What do you think? Would you like to try? I promise it will feel so good and make my good boy feel so relaxed. Okay? Oh, yay! Oh, thank you for being my brave little sweetie. Now, raise that cute little bum up just a little there. Put a pillow under your tummy. Now, spread your legs just slightly. Oh, perfect. Now, I know this will feel a little funny, but just relax and let it happen, okay? Oh, sweetie. Your anus is so tight. You haven't had anything up there before, have you? Oh, but it's okay. My finger is so slippery. And I'm gonna go nice and slow. That's it. Sliding it in nice and easy. Good boy. Oh, there we go. Just a little gentle sliding in and out. Oh, perfect. Now a little bit deeper, huh? That's it. Oh, can you feel that? Oh, yeah, I bet. Moving the tip of my finger into your rectum, just like that. Now I'm going to start touching your prostate. It might feel a little funny, and it might cause your penis to get hard, but that's okay. Just relax. Oh, yes. Good boy. Oh, I can feel that little nub under my slipper finger. That's it. Oh, that's it. That's okay. You can moan if you need to. Oh, yes, sweetie. Oh, that's so good. Yes, it's making you push your hips into the table. That's natural. Don't worry. Oh, good boy. Almost done with this part. That's just perfect. Oh, letting my fingers slide out of you. Yeah, now take some deep breaths and just be still for a moment. Now, I'm gonna get you some water, and when you're ready, you can turn over, okay? Here you go, sweetie. Oh my! Oh, that's quite a tent you have there. Oh, I did tell you that the prostate massage would make your penis hard. And it sure did. I have to say, that is one of the biggest cocks I've ever seen. I hope you don't mind me calling it your cock. But I think we can be a bit informal now, huh? I don't think that towel is doing you too much good at this point. Is it okay if we just remove it? Okay. That's my good boy. And oh my, now I know for certain that really is the biggest cock I've ever seen. Oh, sweetie. And you've been dribbling out lots of pre-ejaculate, haven't you? I should have said that the prostate massage would cause that to happen. Oh, but again, that is easily the most pre-cum I have ever seen. You didn't actually ejaculate, did you? Okay, good. That was not the goal of the treatment. But judging from the size and the tightness of those huge, heavy testicles, I think we may have to incorporate a draining into the second part of the treatment. Now, be a good boy for April and sip some water. And lie back and relax. Now, I'm going to start by adding more oil. And then massaging your chest. Oh, your nipples are quite sensitive, aren't they? I'll just massage them with my slippery fingers. And pinch them a little? Oh gosh, that really makes that big cock throb, doesn't it? Those nipples probably need a little extra treatment. So, I'm just gonna suck them a little, huh? Now the other one? Oh yes. That's my sweet boy. Let that big dick throb. Let that pre-cum dribble out of you. Now I'll continue down to your chest. Into your tummy. I don't need more oil here. I can just use all this slippery pre-cum to massage your stomach. On the tops of your thighs. And then down to your knees. Shins. Feet. And toes. Perfect. Now, take a few more deep breaths, and we'll begin part two of the prostate massage, huh? Whew. Okay. Maybe I'll turn the music down just a little bit. Okay, for this part, would you mind if I took my top off? Oh, I'll be working and concentrating, and I often get overheated. Oh, good. I'm glad it's okay. That's better. Oh, yes, you're making me blush. Oh, I'm glad you like my breasts. Oh, they are kind of big. And my nipples are really hard from the massage. Would it help you relax to suck on them a bit? Oh, of course you can. Just lay there. And I'll put my hard nipple right in your mouth. Oh, sweetie. Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh, yes. Oh, that just feels so good. Oh, you're so good at that, baby. Oh, that was just so nice. Now take some deep breaths again. Ah, that's right. Good boy. Now I'm gonna put this thick pillow under your bottom. Perfect. Now spread your legs a bit. Okay, just right. Oh my sweetie, those big balls are even more swollen than I thought. I'm afraid that I'm gonna be touching and stroking them a bit during this part. Is that okay? Oh, good. Now, here goes my oily finger right back up your slippery asshole. Ah, it goes in easier this time, huh? Oh, you're such a good boy for April. Now, while my fingertip massages your engorged prostate, I'll be massaging your enormous balls with my other hand. Oh my gosh, they're full. Oh, you must have a quart of semen in there. Oh, yes, baby, it's okay. You can make all the noise you want. Just let it go. Relax completely. Oh, feel my fingers sliding in and out of your tight little asshole. Oh, my fingers gently massaging your huge swollen testicles. Oh, hear the sound of my voice telling you what a good boy you are. Oh, what a good boy with a huge, throbbing horse cock. A good boy who's leaking so much pre-cum all over his tummy. Ah, that's it. Give in to the feeling. Give in to my voice. Feel the throbbing in your big boy dick, yes. Feel the pulsing of your pre-cum leaking out. Feel the softness of my little hands on your huge, heavy balls. Oh, you're such a good boy for April. Ah. Whew. Now we'll pause again. Fingers sliding out. Oh, and sip some more water for me. Ah, good boy. Now, for this part, the grand finale, so to speak, I'd like to take off my panties. Would that be okay with you? I'm glad you don't mind. This part is always better when I'm naked. So, as you've probably guessed, this part will be the draining. I can't leave you with balls so swollen and huge. But you have a choice. You can spurt what will be an undoubtedly massive load of sperm on a towel. And this is my preference, you can squirt that massive load of jizz right into my little mouth. Either way, there's no mess, so which would you prefer? My mouth? Oh, yay, I was hoping you'd say that. Now, here's where the panties come back into the picture. During this part, I want you to have my dripping panties near your face. Ah, I want you to inhale the intoxicating scent of my vagina. I want you to let your mind go completely blank and only feel my hands on you and in you. Oh, and smell my aroused cunt. Oh. Oh, baby, you like when I say cunt, don't you? Well, I want you to inhale my cunt fragrance. Now, lots more oil for that monster cock. Ah, that huge horse dick. Yeah, you know, maybe in our next appointment you'll get to do more than smell my vagina. Okay, there goes that finger back in, circling your prostate, but this time my hand is sliding up and down that huge shaft. Wow, I didn't need any oil for this. I can lube it completely with pre-cum. Now, you just concentrate on my panties and the overwhelming smell of my petite cunt. Ah. As my hand goes up and down this huge horse dick. Oh, yes, that's my good boy. Oh, yes. Lift your hips and fuck my fist. Oh, thrust that massive cock up into my hand, yes. Fuck it like you would my cunt. Oh, yes, baby, I know you're close. Oh, let my vagina overwhelm you. Let my hands take you over. Ah, oh, be my good boy. Give April all your semen, yes. Ah. Squirt all that thick, salty nut down my throat. Let your balls empty their huge cargo of jizz into my little mouth. Make me swallow all of that nut batter. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Give me that semen. Oh, give it all to me. Oh my gosh. What a wonderful boy. Oh, my wonderful boy with a huge horse cock. You really did have a quart of jizz in there, didn't you? I'm so full of your thick, salty nut. I'm not gonna need dinner tonight. Now, you just lay back, relax completely, and I'll clean up this monster cock. Gosh. You're a yummy good boy, aren't you? Now I'll spick and span, huh? And very relaxed, I trust. Good. Well, that's what I'm here for. Now. Well, you just take your time, get dressed when you're ready, and if you'd like to take a shower, it's right through that door. I'll meet you out in reception, and if you'd like, you can book your next appointment. And since you've been such a sweet, good boy, I want you to keep those very wet panties to remember me by. Thank you for being April's very good boy tonight. Mwah. Bye now.